Good morning, this is Merkel with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2.5 at 609.5. December wheat down 14.75 at 765.75. And November beans down 4 cents at 1386. The export sales this morning, very light on the wheat, 207. Good on the corn, a combined 849, that's 99 old, 750 new. But the beans were the big story out here, 97 old, 1.3 million metric tons of new crop for the total of 1.4, 779 of that to China. So that was a nice chunk of business. The beans rallied about a nickel off of that news. We now know that about 25 ship total have left Ukrainian ports, so grain is moving. And that's been the big pressure on wheat here, with wheat down again overnight. These are the lowest the wheat prices have been, I think, since the first week of February. So, you know, the weather, I think we were lower as much on the weather. Everybody looks to get some rains in the next week to 10 days. How much remains to be a bit of a concern out here. But where it's been the driest, Nebraska and Kansas, they look to be getting some rains in the next 6 to 10 days. So that'll be a little bit helpful there. Next week, we'll have the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, and we'll have to see what they say out here. Until then, you know, I've been thinking that, you know, without any real bullish inputs out here, that the grains are likely to continue to grind lower. But the crude oil is up $1.42. That should help the bean oil, though bean oil was down 55 ticks overnight. You would think the exports will help. We'll see if the funds want to defend their positions here in the beans. I've got the funds still long 130,000 contracts of beans. Along 101,000 contracts of beans, 130,000 contracts of corn, 84,000 meal. They're short 41 wheat out here. So if they want to, you know, defend their positions, they'll sell wheat and buy some beans here today. But I'm not sure they're going to be in a huge rush to do that. You know, overall, it's still dry in Kansas and Nebraska. There's some really good grain out there, but there's some very poor grain out there too. Are we going to, you know, hit 177 bushel corn? I doubt it. Are we going to hit 51 bushel beans? You know, I think that's certainly possible out here. But overall, between now and the end of the month, it's going to be the crop tour next week and how much rain we see by the end of the month. Any rains now will help the beans. It might help the corn just a little bit, but not too much. So, you know, this is really the crucial time for the beans, and it does look like we're going to be getting some rains out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.